Moving on now, California's safety net took a big hit when the economy crashed in 2009. But as it's rebounded in recent years, many programs have seen their budgets grow again. One exception? The publicly funded program that provides a monthly income to many low-income disabled and elderly Californians. Marisa Lagos visited one recipient of the program at an Oakland community center recently, and she sent us this report.
Wilma Brown became homeless 7 years ago when she finally summoned the courage to leave an abusive relationship.
I just left, packed up everything and left everything behind and just left, hoping I would never see this person again. And I've been homeless ever since.
A few years later, Brown hurt her back and had to leave her job in retail. Since then, she's been on a government program known as Supplemental Security Income, or SSI. It provides cash grants to more than a million low-income Californians who can't work but don't qualify for Social Security. It's funded largely by the federal government, but California kicks in a little extra to help supplement the federal portion. Brown's income, all told, $895 a month. That's below the federal poverty line.
It's really tough, you know, living from paycheck to paycheck, not knowing where your next meal coming from.
SSI payments have always been modest. But since the economic downturn, recipients in California have seen even smaller checks. Starting in 2010, the state began cutting its portion of the monthly payments. By 2012, that state contribution had fallen by $77 a month. $77 a month may not sound like a big deal, but Jani Castillo says every cent counts when you're living in poverty. Castillo works at St. Mary's Center in Oakland, a nonprofit that provides services to at-risk seniors, including Wilma Brown.
Even $10 is a big difference when you're on the streets looking for food. It could mean transportation. It could mean maybe even getting your clothes washed. Can you imagine not being able to wear clean clothes?
This year, recipients saw the state offer a $4 per month cost of living increase to SSI recipients. It's the first time California has done so in 12 years. Department of Finance spokesman H.D. Palmer says the governor has agreed to restore many cuts made during the recession and has added billions of dollars back to anti-poverty programs in recent years. Palmer says the cost of living increase for SSI recipients is part of that.
If the grant levels were to be restored to their pre-recession levels, the cost to the general fund for that alone would probably run in the neighborhood of several billion dollars. So the question then becomes, where do you take those monies from?
But advocates for the poor are pushing for more. Andrew Schein works for the Association of California Food Banks. He says Californians receiving SSI generally don't qualify for other public programs.
The population is predominantly women from communities of color, black, Latina, Asian, American women who have faced the kinds of challenges we heard from Wilma. Maybe they've had to care for family members. Maybe they've experienced barriers in the labor force and the job market, which has prevented folks from being able to save for older age, and now they're forced to live on an inhuman amount.
He and others are hoping that as the budget process plays out in Sacramento this spring, they can convince lawmakers and the governor to invest more in SSI. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.